Good afternoon. With WXPR News, I'm Ken Kroll. Rhinelander Mayor Chris Fredrickson recently announced a number of ways members of the public can make contributions to city government. Beginning this summer, a number of citizen work groups are being created to ensure public input into several different aspects of city growth and development. Rhinelander citizens have been active at common council meetings and on the city's website and Facebook pages. But Fredrickson says he wants this to be a chance to make a larger contribution. We'll have more on this story coming up later this evening. The Wisconsin State Patrol is looking for speeders, aggressive or reckless drivers, and vehicles breaking other laws today. The patrol is watching a stretch of Interstate 3990 in Dane County from the air and ground. When troopers and State Patrol aircraft detect speeders or others increasing the danger, they contact ground-based units to conduct a traffic stop. When a similar exercise was held last month, there were 28 traffic stops done, including one driver doing 90 miles an hour in a 60-mile-an-hour zone. And drivers in Chippewa County won't have to pay the wheel tax when they renew their license plates next year. The county board is going to let the four-year-old wheel tax expire at the end of the year. Drivers start paying the $10 a year tax in 2015. It was put into place to produce more revenue for highway maintenance and repairs within the county. And Republicans in the Wisconsin legislature are proposing a change to the state constitution, which would alter the governor's partial veto powers. The measure being circulated by Senator Dave Craig and Representative Mike Kuglish would prevent any governor from using the line item veto to increase spending. Governor Tony Evers hiked education spending by $65 million last week. A former municipal judge in Fox Crossing has been barred from serving on the bench for 3 years, retroactive to July of 2018. The Wisconsin Supreme Court ruled Leonard Kashinse had to demonstrate fitness to serve before he can work as a judge again. Kashinse was suspended the first time when he was arrested for felony stalking. A jury acquitted him in December. He previously served as an attorney for convicted killer Brendan Dassey. And a Wood County farmer is reporting that wolves killed 13 of his sheep overnight in the town of Hanson. The USDA sent investigators to the scene to confirm the cause of death and determined that a pack of wolves killed the livestock. Only one sheep survived the attack. The owner will receive compensation through the DNR. Farmers cannot kill gray wolves in Wisconsin if their livestock are threatened because they are now listed as an endangered species. And a star-studded group of musicians will perform in Wisconsin at a concert underscoring the severe crisis in farm country. Willie Nelson, John Mellencamp, Neil Young, Dave Matthews, and Bonnie Raitt are among the big names who will play Farm Aid at Alpine Valley Music Theater in East Troy on September 21st. Nelson, Mellencamp, and Young started Farm Aid in 1985, and since then they've raised $57 million to support farmers. The forecast for the rest of the day, look for sunny skies, highs in the 80s. For tonight, cloudy, slight chance of a shower, low 56. Thursday, gradual clearing and breezy, high near 75. And north winds tomorrow gusting up to 20 miles an hour. And then Friday and Saturday, sunny and breezy, high near 84. That's the news this time around. Stay tuned next for Crossroads Cafe here on WXPR. I'm Ken Kroll.